Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by Covenant Church Spokane and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. And if you want to hear about that tonight, 6:30 Covenant Church, Iron Sharpens Iron, Bevelin Beatty, Pastor Ken Peters, myself, and others are going to be there talking about right and wrong. Our hope is not in man, but in Jesus Christ, and we can't end in prayer. We must move to action. And also, we need to preach the gospel of the kingdom, Isaiah 61:1-4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins, they will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. I have seen a lot of things over the last 12 years, particularly, that have been disturbing, but today is probably one of the more disturbing days in the news in the last 12 years. And I'll get to why here in a second. Which brings us to your daily intelligence briefing. From the international front, Israel shifts focus to Tehran's sea bridge and strikes an Iranian guard ship in the Red Sea. This coming to us from Debcafile. Israel has informed Washington of an attack by its forces on an Iranian-flagged ship called Savaz in the Red Sea on Tuesday, April 6th, in reprisal for Iranian strikes against its merchant vessels. And the target was a floating Iranian intelligence base stationed between Eritrea and Yemen. So it appears very clearly that the Middle East is now heating up. When they're starting to strike each other's ships. But also, yesterday, which was Holocaust Remembrance Day, used to make sure that we put forward a resolution every year in the legislature to remember what happened then. A little bit less known, but Holodomor, which was a great starvation in Ukraine, not nearly what the Holocaust was, but both during that 15-year time period between 1930 and 1945. It's important to remember these things. And the Holocaust, it's important to remember this. And during the ceremony, Benjamin Netanyahu referred to the resumption of talks for a nuclear deal with Iran. He said, quote, "History has taught us that such agreements with such extremist regimes are not worth the paper they are written on. I tell even our best friends," that's a reference to the United States, "that such deals will not hold us to any obligation. Our only obligation is to prevent those seeking to destroy us from achieving their aim," end quote. So again, setting up the stage in the Middle East for a crisis over there and for the deployment of U.S. troops, as was predicted by Jack Decker back last year, over a Biden win. But he didn't really win. So they had to contrive a bunch of this stuff. And within 48 hours of the pretender being installed, they immediately started sending troops into Syria. And now we have this ginned up with Israel and Iran. Understand, this is all part of an intentional strategy by the powers that be to foment chaos over there. And then right in, of course, with the solution, more government. because that's always the solution. No, it's never the solution. Never. But that's what they're trying to do. Ride in with a white horse of more government. We need more government, which can't even do what it already has obligated to do right. This is the language of dictators. There's a great book. I've mentioned it on the show a couple times. Joseph Piper. It's called Abuse of Language, Abuse of Power. Fantastic book if you want to learn. Very short, actually. And it encapsulates what these people are doing. They're trying to change the language, butcher the language, actually, in order to abuse power. This whole thing is about power. It's like, and I heard this the other day, it's like this whole thing about masks, and people are saying, oh, you need to wear a mask. You need to wear a mask. Right, okay, so here's the analogy. If you don't understand what a micron is, then you're going to miss this a little bit, but just think of a hurricane fence, okay, and a mosquito flying through that fence, and you're trying to tell me that the hurricane fence is going to stop the mosquito. It's asinine. And those people that have been trained in bioweapons warfare know it's asinine. Interestingly enough, recently there was a Bill Gates video where he was talking about how they're going to have these special international teams that are going to go directly to the site of the origin of the pandemic. And in the video, the little figures that he has, he moves them around on a tabletop. It's actually kind of a little creepy, but he moves them around on a tabletop. And these little figures are all dressed up in the yellow suits with the boots and the tape and the huge overpressurized mask systems. And somebody made the comment, I believe it was Good Patriot, made the comment, so yeah, actually that's what stops a virus. That's what stops from coming in and invading somebody's body, not a little cloth mask. And very, very good. Very good picture there. So again, this is a change of language to abuse power. That's what these guys are trying to do. And we're going to get to more of that here in a second. But this crisis being ginned up in the Middle East is something we just need to keep our eyes on. So we're going to move next to the national front. Facebook, and this is kind of national and international, Facebook says it removed accounts tied to exile group opposed to the Iranian government. Okay, so Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty has the article. Facebook says it removed hundreds of accounts linked to an Iranian exile group that posted content critical of Iran's government. So in other words, now Facebook's removing dissident content. Interesting. But Facebook is always going to remove dissident content against Iran if it's part of their plan. Which brings us to the big story today. I've said this before, that they are telegraphing what they're going to do. They're telegraphing what they really think. And the pretender today, his fraudulency, declared that no amendment is absolute. Really? Congress shall make no law. Okay, that's the way that this all starts. Okay. No amendment is absolute, and he made this statement while unveiling a series of executive actions targeting American citizens' right to bear arms. Coming to us from Breitbart, I'm going to read a couple of quotes out of here. The pretender really is trying to foment a civil war. I mean, let's just be very blunt about it. That's what the pretender is trying to do with this kind of stuff. Here's a quote from the pretender. Today, we're taking steps to confront not just the gun crisis, but what is actually a public health crisis, end quote. So now, of course, guns are going to be a public health emergency, which they can now do a bunch of government edicts to. Wait a minute. The Constitution was written in an emergency for emergencies and can never be abrogated, eliminated, ignored, eviscerated because of emergencies. Never. But that's exactly what they're doing. So this was a setup a little bit with the whole mask mandate thing for the fact that guns are a public health crisis now. This is what he's saying. And he uses the analogy that you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. And so free speech is not an absolute right. But that's not what the Bill of Rights says. It says Congress shall make no law. It's limiting government. They're trying to flip this on its head to say that it actually limits people. That is not the case. The Bill of Rights, the preamble, many people have never even read this. There's actually a preamble to the Bill of Rights. Go read it. Very clearly lays out that government is limited by the Constitution, in particular the Bill of Rights. And if you didn't believe that, at the end of it with the 10th Amendment, it says if we forgot anything, that stuff is reserved to the people. So he is now, as part of his orders, directing the Department of Justice to write laws. What? Okay, so the executive branch is directing another department of the executive branch to write laws requiring background checks for homemade ghost guns. The president also requested the DOJ to develop a model for red flag laws for states as a guideline. Additionally, he announced the nomination of gun control advocate. That is a misnomer. This guy is a radical anti-gun lobbyist, David Chipman, to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And interestingly enough, just to show how confused the pretender is, twice during the speech he referred to the ATF as the AFT. Quote, gun violence in this country is an epidemic, an international embarrassment, end quote. This is what the pretender is saying. Quote, listen to this. These are the words of tyrants. The job of any president is to protect the American people whether Congress acts or not, end quote. No, the job of the president is to uphold and defend the Constitution because that's what you swore to do. Quote, I'm going to use all resources at my disposal to keep the American people safe from gun violence, but there's much more that Congress can do to help that effort, end quote. If you didn't know where they were headed with this, they are literally trying to foment a civil war in this country. You start going down the gun control route, people feel like they have no alternatives left. They're going to go to their state legislatures and they're going to tell them, nullify these unconstitutional edicts. And now we're seeing it in many different states. First, it started with the nullification of the vaccine passports. Then it is now going into nullification of federal gun laws. In other words, states are saying we will not comply, we will not enforce these federal edicts. And that's part of what was built into our federalist system. So, and just this pick for the ATF, not the AFT, the ATF is a senior policy advisor at the Giffords, a group led by former Arizona Representative Gabby Giffords, who's a very anti-gun Democrat. And Gun Owners of America has this rights. Gun Owners of America came out immediately and said, quote, that it is shocked at the brazen decision to nominate a registered anti-gun lobbyist to be the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. quote, David Chipman's anti-constitutional lobbying career clearly disqualifies him from holding public office, end quote. I would completely agree with that statement. But there is something else that happened today, a little bit less known, that was missed but picked up by Zero Hedge and reported by the originally by the Epoch Times. This was the Secretary of Commerce for the Pretender said, quote, with respect to tariffs, there is a place for tariffs. 232 tariffs on steel and aluminum have, in fact, helped save American jobs in the steel and aluminum industries, end quote. So they're actually admitting that Trump's plan for tariffs regarding China actually worked. That's what that said. Okay. I'm going to jump back to the international front very quickly, just because this is just so insane. Sweden, coming to us from Technocracy News, Sweden dumps Bill Gates' plot to dim the sun with chalk dust. Of course, because that's insane. The idea was to throw chalk dust up into the stratosphere. Most of us that had chalkboards back in the day, some people haven't ever seen a chalkboard, but back in the day there were chalkboards, and one of the things you learned in school was not to throw the eraser around because it put chalk dust in the air and made everybody cough and sneeze. But, you know, those elementary school lessons maybe are forgotten over time for Bill Gates. I don't know. Anyway, moving back to the national front. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna keep on one more. I'm going to remind one more thing. I mentioned this on Tuesday. The European Union came out and said that the COVID-19 gene therapy had a, quote, clear association, end quote, with brain blood clots. So even the European Union is now coming out and saying, hey, there's an issue. Canada, a bunch of different things happening in Canada. First of all, there was this church where they tried to come into the church on Passover to harass them and intimidate them in church. And the pastor there, Art Pulaski, he shouted him down and ordered him off his property, off the Lord's property, and they left. Shortly thereafter, in British Columbia, at a restaurant in British Columbia, health bureaucrats came in, and the entire crowd of patrons began shouting them down and shouting them out. You can read about that in the Daily Caller, and also PJ Media for both of those. Then the government up there in Edmonton began to put a fence around a church up there in Edmonton, Alberta. And the church there is now protesting and everything. They literally put a hurricane fence around this church. So they're coming for the church. Remember, this is one of those stages we look for. First, they attack and harass leaders. And Team Fantasy will always try to say, oh, it's not happening, it's not happening. And then when it's proven that that's exactly what's going on, then they begin to attack churches. And then after that, they shut down the food supply. This is what communists, this is the plan communists follow. And you can see this in the different countries where it has happened. Go check your history books. Check particularly Russia, China to start with. All right. This is what we're beginning to see now, and it's happening in Canada. Does anybody think it's not going to happen down here? Well, there you go. Moving back to the national front, coming to us from the New American, the prosecution in the George Floyd trial is collapsing, totally collapsing. So first, the biggest thing, in my opinion, that is coming out of this is that the testimony is showing that Floyd was suffering from excited delirium that Derek Chauvin restrained Floyd in textbook fashion by placing him on his stomach with Chauvin's knee across Floyd's, wait for it, shoulder. And there is new camera footage that shows this. It wasn't on his neck. In addition to that, the shoulder blade position was confirmed by an autopsy, which showed bruises not on George Floyd's neck, but on his shoulders, right where Officer Chauvin insists in the video shows. In addition to that, the autopsy appears to have shown as well, and they're testifying to this, that the coroner's report, okay, let me back up. So there's the autopsy, then there's the coroner's report. So the coroner's report has established that Floyd didn't die from suffocation, but from a massive fentanyl overdose. So Black Lives Matter is still ginning people up, despite the facts coming out in this trial. And in fact, coming to us from Gateway Pundit, Black Lives Matter goons took over the Iowa State Capitol. They stormed the Iowa State Capitol. Is that not an insurrection? I heard that somewhere before. Is that not an insurrection? They stormed the Iowa State Capitol. Huh. Weird. And this insurrection was planned on Facebook. I wonder if Facebook took that down for violating its community standards. Interesting. Anyway, check that out on Gateway Pundit as well. In addition to that, from InfoWars, live from the border, Texas governor confirms child sex abuse and neglect of children crossing the southern border. Interesting. And if that were not enough, Biden, it seems to be setting the stage for another Waco branch, Davidian, Ruby Ridge, Weaver scenario. Because this pick for ATF, it's coming to us from WorldNet Daily, has pushed a dubious claim that helicopters were shot down at Waco, apparently. He's the guy that did that. So it looks like he is putting people in place who very clearly have an agenda, of heavy-handed control over people. That brings us to the next thing on the national front, CDC data. Vaccine injury reports top 50,000 at the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Experts estimate that it represents, the VAERS system represents only 1% of actual injuries. Do the math on that. Right now, as of March 26th, a total of 50,861 adverse events were reported to VAERS, including 2,249 deaths. And 7,726 serious injuries temporally associated. Now, that doesn't imply causation, but temporally associated with the COVID-19 gene therapy injection. Why is that important? Because compared to the flu vaccine, those numbers temporally associated are dramatically less, as you heard Dr. Simone Gold say. Now, I want to talk lastly about two things on the national front. First, coming to us from Technocracy News, the war on cash phase two is coming to us at a time when many people have seen the articles where they want to ban Bitcoin and then they want to put $1 trillion into the special drawing rights to create essentially a replacement for the United States currency as the reserve currency of the world. And this is really going underreported because of everything else that's out there, but I want to make sure that we capture this. They are going digital. They want to drive cash out of circulation and ultimately replace it with a digital currency, quote unquote. Quote, the only insulation against digital currency takeover is physically held gold and silver, which is in shorter supply every year, end quote. So take a look at that article as well. And then lastly, I want to end with this, and we're going to talk about this a little bit today. This coming to us from LouRockwell.com. Bill Sardi's the author. At Deagle.com, a private non-governmental online source of military capabilities of nations of the world, has for some time now predicted in its forecast for 2025 a steep and unexplained decline in U.S. population from 328 million people to 99 million people. In other words, 7 out of 10 Americans alive in 2021 would not be alive in 2025, a 70% decline. Scrolling down the forecast page, it listed data for 179 countries, which includes this massive population decrease in the United States. And even though they published a disclaimer about this forecast, in 6 years, the scenario has changed dramatically. The new disclaimer is meant to single out the situation from 2020 onwards, talking about the United States and the European Union as separated entities no longer makes sense. Both are the Western Bloc. Anyway, just the point is this. They're predicting a catastrophe, and they really don't lay out a lot of reasons for why that is. Because they not only predict steep declines of human populations in the United States and Western Europe, NATO countries, but also in other countries as well. And you can read this for yourself. This is startling stuff, and we're going to get to why here in a little bit. All right, the last thing on the briefing, tonight, 6:30, Covenant Church, Iron Sharpens Iron Conference with Bevelin Beatty, Pastor Ken Peters, myself, others. We're going to be hitting a lot of these issues head on. Look forward to seeing you there, and that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that's been praying for us, and make sure you go to iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon. If you missed the broadcast and you want to listen to it on podcast, it's there, or you can listen to the repeat every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 o'clock across the entire American Christian Network, Eastern Washington, Northeast Oregon, and Northern Idaho. All right, it's my honor to bring back, we haven't had him for a while, but we're bringing him back on today, Pastor Billy Crone. He is from Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's talked a lot about transhumanism and the genetic apocalypse and the AI apocalypse and all these other things that are out there that seem to get missed with all the hullabaloo. Pastor Crone, it's great to have you on Patriot Radio again. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great, and what a pleasure. Thanks for having me on again.
Awesome. So really appreciate your perspective on all of this. I was just talking about this weird report from Deagle.com that predicts this massive population drop-off in 2025. There's a huge push for digital currency right now, huge push for artificial intelligence. What are the implications, and can you lay the groundwork for our listeners of what is actually out there right now and what is being developed?
Well, in regards to artificial intelligence, most people have heard of the term, but they don't realize what's being done with it. And it's radically changing everything that we know as, frankly, mankind on a global basis, and people really have no clue. And, you know, to use the term in the industry, what they're saying about artificial intelligence right now, they're calling it the new electricity. And what they mean by that term is just when electricity appeared on the scene as a new technology, it was a buzzword. People talked about it, and they said, oh, that's kind of cool. Did you hear about this new thing called electricity? And isn't that wonderful? And then the conversation died down, but electricity didn't go away. Electricity, even though the conversation died down, it went behind the scenes and began to permeate every facet of society to the point where we are completely dependent upon electricity to run everything, our way of life. And that's just common sense now. Now, what they're saying is this is not coming. It's already here. This is what's happening with artificial intelligence. It's the new electricity. People have heard about it, but they don't realize that it is now running the back-end system of these global elitists to be able to manage their global system that they have for the planet. And think about it. No amount of humans can be hired to run what these elites want to do to the planet. I mean, think about it from a Big Brother perspective. How do you monitor literally everything that people are doing at all times, no matter where they're at, what they're doing, literally, believe it or not, what they're thinking, even predicting their behavior before they've even committed it or they're done it. You can't hire enough people on that because this isn't on a local scale. It's not just in the United States. It's literally their plans are around the world. Well, guess what? For the first time in man's history, you have the technology to run the back end of this massive global elitist Big Brother program that they want for the planet. It's called AI. AI gives them the ability. And most people don't realize that AI is not coming. AI is here. AI is here in a multitude of forms, and it's being pushed by all kinds of entities, not just global corporations and global elitists. Certainly the big guns like Google and Apple and Facebook and Microsoft, their technologies and their platforms are all dependent. Amazon are all dependent on artificial intelligence. But not just them. So are the militaries around the world are messing with developing and utilizing artificial intelligence. And most people have no clue how the net is closing around us, and artificial intelligence enables them to do that.
So let's talk a little bit about kind of closer to home. How does smart meters, like let's start at the home. How does smart meters and the Internet of Things impact our daily lives, and how are they implementing all of this in kind of this step-by-step fashion, and then tie it into the bigger picture of this gigantic control mechanism that they want to impose over all of us?
Yeah, well, first of all, they're brainwashing us, and the dangling carrot that they're using is the carrot of convenience. I mean, wouldn't it be great, right? And wouldn't it be great in your home if you didn't have to get off the couch and then you'd have a smart home, and that smart home would know exactly what temperature you would want your house to be at all times, even before you get home. It's right when you arrive, it's great. Wouldn't it be great if it could monitor your lights? Wouldn't it be great if it could monitor your food supply with a smart fridge and a smart stove and a smart oven? And it would even be able to predict your patterns of your habits of behavior and what you like to eat. It'll automatically order from the store. You don't even have to go to the store anymore. It'll automatically do that and deliver with all these new delivery robots that are out there. You don't even have to go outside the house. Wouldn't it be great if it can control your camera system throughout your house? You know, monitor. Wouldn't it be safe to have it monitor your inside of your homes and all these cameras and in case something went wrong or outside your home to make sure nobody's trying to come inside your home? And you could use it to watch your dogs and your pets and all the things that I'm describing to you is not coming. It's already here. They call them smart homes. Now, what I've been telling people is you need to understand that the smart, anything you see the word smart before something, you need to supplant it for what it is. They're brainwashing you. It's really Big Brother. That's not a big a smart home. It's a Big Brother home. That's not a smart camera. That's a Big Brother camera. That's not a smart fridge. That's a Big Brother fridge, right? It's not a smart car that's a Big Brother car. They're controlling every aspect. And see, what they do is they take all these individual pieces that now computers, which is being run by an AI system, is controlling every aspect of your home, your way of life. And the home is, think about it, the home is the last vestige for privacy. Well, not anymore, because we've been tricked into the guise of convenience. We need all these convenient things, these computerized devices that listen, allow them access into your home to monitor you like a rat in a cage. And then what they do is it's called the Internet of Things, or the IoT, because each one of these devices, like a smart TV with a smartphone, by the way, which a smart refrigerator and a smart stove and a smart alarm system and smart lights and blah, 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 they're all connected to the Internet. That's why it's called the Internet of Things. And basically, it ties it all together into a centralized system that they're monitoring at all times with AI. And you thought it was so convenient, but what you allowed them to do was literally dictate and monitor you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in your home. And listen to this. We say, well, I'm not going to allow that. That's an invasion of my privacy. I'm going to pitch a fit. I'm going to make a statement on social media. I'm going to call the authority. Listen, the same system that is actually monitoring you right now in your home, Big Brother on steroids, under the guise of convenience, run by AI, is the same system of, like, you speak up and they'll shut you off. They'll cut you off at the system. You won't be able to turn on your lights. You won't be able to run your AC or your heater. You talk about smart meters. That's Big Brother meter. They will dictate to you what you will get to do with your utilities and including your food supply. You think you're going to go run down to the city hall and you ain't going to go nowhere because now your smart car doesn't work, right? You think that you're just going to, well, I'm just going to, you know, hide out and store up all kinds. You ain't going to buy nothing. You can't go anywhere. They control it all because the whole system is all tied together now with computers being run by AI. And you got snookered under the guise of convenience. Wouldn't this be great? And it's not just smart homes. And you could, this is all verified. It's over-the-counter information, I call it. They're now producing what's called smart cities. And most developed cities are what's called smart cities. And basically, they want to now not only micromanage you like a rat in a cage with all this computer technology run by AI in your home under the guise of convenience, but they want to take it everywhere so that literally the whole city is being micromanaged like a rat in a cage. They will monitor you in the home and outside the home. They'll monitor you in the streets. They'll monitor you at your workplace. They'll monitor you. And it isn't just videotaping, folks. It's audio. They're listening to your conversations.
That is what I want to really highlight on. Why would they need to do all of this? Why would they need all this information on us? Why would they need kill switches directly to our home? Why would they need to link what we're eating directly to our health records? Why would they need, you know, and they always say, oh, it's just for advertising. Like you said, it's just convenience. You know, when you run out of butter, we want to send you an advertisement. You can hit a button and the Amazon drone brings your butter to your back doorstep, right, in a little refrigerated case. It sounds great, but there's something more insidious to that. And that is the issue of control, that they don't want you necessarily to have convenience. They want you to be a slave. And if you could go into that in a little bit more macro level, where are they headed? I mean, what 5 years down the road, what does this actually look like?
Well, what they're doing with all this information, because all this gives them information. And then, frankly, we offer up the information. Right, they know what we buy, they know what we sell, they know what we like, they know our dislikes, and some of that, a lot of that information is coming not just with this Big Brother technology that we've brought into our home, but some of that technology actually listens to our conversations, so they don't have to guess. They're monitoring us. All these smart convenience devices like Alexa and these other devices, folks, read the fine print. And this is not a conspiracy theory. They admit that they can turn that microphone on at any time and monitor you. In fact, they've gotten caught so many times that they have taken privatized conversations, and they not only store it on you, but they use it against you to figure out what your buying habits are. And they do the same thing with your cell phone. The cell phone is the biggest Big Brother device ever invented in the history of mankind, and we pay for it. These guys are slick. Now, but what they're doing with all this information, including all the pictures we upload to social media, all the comments and all of our friends, all of our, every time you like something, like this, that, they're building dossiers on you. Now, why would they want dossiers on us? Why do they want all this information on us? Why do they want to micromanage us? Because they're figuring out who is going to be a threat and who's going to go along with their so-called utopia. And their so-called utopia, when you look at their own verbiage, is these guys, these elitists, who's behind a lot of this technology, you tell me this is utopia. They want to annihilate some numbers as high as 90, some as high as 95% of the population of the planet. They want to get rid of. It sounds crazy, but this is what these guys are up to, right? And so they will know, if the hammer comes down, exactly who to go to first, who will resist when people start to find out what's really going on. Because they have been building for years databases on who's going to be compliant and who's not. And those that they that are not compliant, that they already know in advance, they're going to come and get you first. That's one of the many ways. And again, folks, you got to understand, this is not happening just in America, as creepy, as bad as that is. This is happening on a global basis. And again, they can finally do it after all these generations. They've been talking about this for a long time. But now they can do it because they have the ability to do it with AI. AI gives them the superhuman capability to run this whole system that no amount of humans could do. AI can do it, and it's here now.
Let's talk about something that a lot of people shy away from, and that's how they want to tie AI into this weird vision of the future, transhumanism. They're already... and they have been for years, but now they're beginning to implement it, this modification of genetics in human beings to increase resiliency for disease. Who could be opposed to that, to correct genetic defects? Who could be opposed to that? But there is something even more insidious with this. And their vision of the future is quite frankly insane, because it's coming from the evil one.
Well, it is. It's insane, and I'll use this word. It's sick. It's sick, and it's evil. And who in the world do you think these you are, right? You think you're God, and that's exactly what they think. And they think, by definition of, you know, they're called the elites for a reason. They think that they're, you know, much more smarter than us, and they're so rich and so powerful and so, you know, just with these godlike powers that it's their duty, right, to improve humanity. And that's what's behind the transhumanist movement. And a lot of them are these billionaire moguls, right, who believe it's their duty to, quote, speed up the process of human evolution. Let's not wait millions and billions of years, which, by the way, evolution's a lie in the first place. But with their mindset, they say, no, we'll use technology to speed it up. And listen, we will create mankind in our image with technology. And they say what we're going to do is we're going to offer what's called the three supers, right? Super intelligence, super health, and super longevity. They don't need God. They don't need Jesus Christ. They can be their own God. They can live forever. They achieve this false immortality with technology. And if you think that's a pipe dream, I recently shared in one of our studies on transhumanism an interview with Elon Musk. And he admitted on tape, he's a transhumanist, billionaire guy, and he admitted on tape, he says, the mRNA technology, he says, just to put it in simple terms, is a computer code. And he says, so we take the mRNA technology, this computer code, and we put it inside your body, and it alters your computer code. That's all it is, he says, i.e. it alters your DNA. And his words on tape, he said, and it can do things like reverse aging. See, that's one of the big pillars of the transhumanist movement, that they will achieve their own immortality without God. They can live forever because they can just keep themselves forever young. But then he went on to say, in his next breath, he says, not only will reverse aging with this mRNA technology, but he says, we can change you into a blank butterfly if we wanted to. So now you're not even human anymore. And these guys, you let them talk long enough, it's not only creepy, but you find out what their creepy vision is. See, they're the ones who get the three supers. They're the elites, right? They get the super intelligence. They're talking about IQs on the order of 1,000, which is off the charts crazy. Wow. They're talking about super health, right? They'll never get sick. I remember I was talking to a geneticist several years ago, which got me going down this route, when I was speaking in Gettysburg. And this is a person in the industry. And I says, you know what? These guys probably have the ability right now, I says, to create a vaccine, if you will, something they can inject in the human body. They've already mapped the whole human genome, and they could in one shot they could do this DNA wash that would go through the whole body, and it would get rid of any defects. And she looked at me, and she's in the industry, and she looked at me, and she says, "Uh-huh." And then I looked at her with a kind of a sly look, and I says, "But probably people like you and I will never see that, will we?" She says, "No." So they have perfect super intelligence and super health and super immortality. They just forever young. But listen, they're the ones that get that. Now listen to what they want for the rest of us, at least those of us they deem who will still be alive on the planet. Okay? They say that what they're going to do is they're going to give us bigger backsides and bigger bottoms. You know why? It sounds like, what in the world? Because we're their worker bees, and we're going to be working longer hours, and we're going to be sitting down more doing their work for them, so we need bigger, you know, backsides. They also says what we need to do is they're going to put microchips in our hands because that will enable us to quickly identify our identity. And, of course, now you're getting into Revelation 13, the Mark of the Beast, et cetera, et cetera. They say that they're going to modify us so that we don't need as much sleep. They're going to modify our intestines so that we'll have bigger stomachs because we're going to be sitting down more and, and alter so we don't have to go to the bathroom so much. I mean, this is sick, and this is really what these guys do. And what's crazy is most people have no clue that the technology is here. They've been using it on a massive scale, on babies, on animals, on plants, and on humans. And now they're even getting to the point where they're creating human-animal hybrids. It's not coming. It's already here. In fact, one easy example, and this is still in print, even as far back as 2011, just in the UK, there was already 150 human-animal hybrids, or chimeras, already being done. That was back in 2011. And this is what you admit in the public? What do you got going on behind the scenes that we don't even know about? But this is the so-called transhumanist dream. These guys are going to annihilate most of the planet because they think that there's too many people, which, by the way, is a lie. I fly all the time all over the place. I tell people, if you think you're overpopulated, just look out the window next time you're in an airplane. There's so much open land, it's crazy. They brainwash you into thinking, oh, we got an overpopulation. So what they do, they show you a picture of a downtown in Beijing, China, or downtown New York. Well, yeah, it's crowded there, but the planet Earth's pretty big, folks. There's a lot of room. And so they brainwash us into going along with this plan to create their utopia, that too many people on the planet, they're going to reduce down to about, 5-10% of what we currently have, which, by the way, is multiple billions of people they're wanting to annihilate. And then the rest of us that get to live, they're going to alter us into the worker beasts that they want us to be to serve them, and then they get all these super abilities. That's not utopia. That's a nightmare. But that's really what these guys are working at.
It clearly sounds like a plan of the evil one. Well, because it is. It sounds horrible. Many people can't believe this, but go take a look at Deagle.com and take a look at their forecast of the U.S. In 2025 losing 70% of its population. I mean, it's there. They've been talking about this. The weird Georgia Guidestones and some of these other things, they've been talking about this for a long time, and so it can't be dismissed as conspiracy because it's been talked about by people like Elon Musk. It's been talked about across the board that this is the direction that they're headed. So then the question becomes for us, Pastor Billy, what do we do? What do we do as America? How do we fight back against this, and how do we do it as Christians?
Well, as Christians, number one, what we're here, why we're still here on the planet is because we need to get busy sharing the gospel, right? If you want to change somebody's heart, it's only Jesus Christ can do that. If you want people to stop thinking these kind of evil thoughts, well, guess what? God will give them a new heart if they get saved. So number one, we need to be sharing the gospel, right? He's the one that can transform people into people who aren't going to be doing what these transhumanists are trying to implement, right? Number one. Number two, we need to speak up. And we need to stop being a bunch of chicken livers because all this is doing is helping these people get away with it. And we need to get back to our First Amendment rights, and we need to stand up against a tyrannical government, and we need to speak up while we still have the freedom and make a difference where you can. and stop being so chicken. Our founding fathers must be rolling over in the grave. How wimpy we have become, right? We whine because we get cold French fries, and yet as we're whining about these cold French fries, our whole way of life, the fabric of the American system that they built for us, and the land of the free, the home of the brave, it's going down the tubes fast. But we don't know how much more time we got. We don't know the day nor the hour. But my point is, why roll over and play dead? Speak up. Do something. Make a difference. Work together. Coordinate. These guys got their movement going with just a handful of people, a grassroots movement, and then it began to spread. And it took a while. Well, guess what? We can do the same thing. Speak up. It takes a handful of people, but let's work together as Christians. Let's network, and let's start speaking up. And here's the other misnomer. The misnomer is they want you to think that it's impossible. They want you to think that there's more them than there is us. That's not true. They're actually afraid that there'll be too many people who wake up. That's why they're doing so much deception. That's why they're distracting us with all this technology. You know, oh, you're just a wacky conspiracy theory, or hey, I don't want to hear that. I just want to see what, you know, who's going to win in the playoffs, or how's the economy going? Those are all distractions to get you to not speak up and work together. This whole thing about racism in our country, I'm not saying that some of that doesn't exist, but it's not on the scale that they're saying it. They're doing that and pushing the race card continually to keep the American people divided so that we won't work together, so that we won't rise up. The one thing they're afraid of is the American people rising up and putting a stop to these handful of elitists that are cramming this down our throat, that is destroying us and is destroying our nation. And so we need to wake up, shut the goofball TV off, and get your priorities straight, get a backbone, and start speaking up.
So I agree 100%. Where can people go right now to find out more about you and get more information?
The teaching website is getalifemedia.com. That's GETALIFEMEDIA.com. Getalifemedia.com. You can get our documentary we did exposing the transhumanist movement on massive scales called Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. And if you want more on the AI, we have a study called the AI Invasion. And we deal with that in a massive detail, what they're doing around the world with artificial intelligence, closing the net around us. But at getalifemedia.com.
Pastor Billy, just in the last minute that we have left, could you talk specifically to the millennial generation? Yeah, because they think technology is awesome. They think this is great. Why not? Technology has treated us really well. What would be your specific message to them about this issue?
Well, the specific thing is just to, you know, realize that there's something more important than your personal convenience, and that's liberty and freedom. And you're being duped, and they're using the convenience as a tool to put a collar around your neck and build a fence around your freedom. And you need to realize that there's something bigger going on. Stop thinking about yourself. You need to get your eyes off yourself, onto the bigger picture, and stop being distracted by this technology. And realize that you better start speaking up now and putting a stop to this, or the clamps are just going to come down that much faster.
Pastor Billy, just thank you so much for everything you're doing, especially exposing these things a lot of people are missing and don't talk about. Blessings to you and your ministry, and keep up the fight.
Hey, thank you. And thanks again for having me.
All right. Pastor Billy Crone, he is the senior pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. Also, he has founded Get Alive Ministries. You can check out their exposés on all the issues that we talked about today at galministries.org, galministries.org. Check out the catalog there and some of the other media that they've done. Exposing this whole AI issue, what it really means, what people have said in their own words, with, so, you know, documented primary sources, they can't refute those. Elon Musk and some of these other people that have talked about where they really want to go with this. In addition to that, this weirdness about transhumanism. A lot of people don't like talking about that, but the fact of the matter is, this is what they're doing. And this genetic modification, these gene therapies, is kind of the first wave of this. Why not make people more resilient? Why not alter their genetic code? And you have to look at the bigger picture of where they're actually headed with this. And it is not in a Christian place that they're headed. In fact, they view Christians as the big stumbling block between them and world dominance. And guess what? Jesus is already victorious. I want to talk quickly, too, about tonight. 6:30, Covenant Church, Spokane. Iron sharpens iron. Bevelin Beatty, Ken Peters, myself. We're going to be talking about these issues of the day. What is really happening in the world and this narrative, this fantasy world that liberals, including Indivisible and their communist proxies, have created as part of dialectical materialism. This is intentional to create a fantasy land, an alternative reality, because they need that to try to seize power. This was kind of the very simplistic view of Hegel's hypothesis and how to do these things. We fight back with the truth, because the truth is on our side. The existence of truth proves the existence of God. The idea that 2 plus 2 does in fact equal 4, regardless of what Common Core math tries to say, does prove that there is a God out there, and his name is Yahweh. This proves this. And we need to be bold about speaking the truth in these times, bold about where this is going, bold about saying things like the Satanic Temple of Texas suing for the ritual rite of abortion, child sacrifice, is wrong. And there's a better way, and that way is Jesus Christ. I look forward to seeing you all tonight. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you, and may he make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.